Hey, I do this stuff for a living. SteveWebVoiceovers.com. Hi, welcome back. This is the LifeSpring Family Bible, as you well know. My name is Steve Webb. I'm your host. I think you know that. And this is episode number 295. Today we'll be reading Jeremiah chapters 48 and 49. Shall we start? Jeremiah chapter 48. The Lord God of Israel, who rules over all, spoke about Moab. Sure to be destroyed is Nebo. Indeed, it will be destroyed. Kiriathim will suffer disgrace. It will be captured. Its fortress will suffer disgrace. It will be torn down. People will not praise Moab anymore. The enemy will capture Heshbon and plot how to destroy Moab, saying, "Come, let's put an end to that nation." City of Madmen, you will also be destroyed. A destructive army will march against you. Cries of anguish will arise in Horonaim. Oh, the ruin and great destruction! Moab will be crushed. Her children will cry out in distress. Indeed, they will climb the slopes of Luhith, weeping continually as they go. For on the road down to Horonaim, they will hear the cries of distress over the destruction. They will hear, "Run, save yourselves, even if you must be like a lonely shrub in the desert." Moab, you trust in the things you do and in your riches, so you too will be conquered. Your god Chemosh will go into exile along with his priests and his officials. The destroyer will come against every town. Not one town will escape. The towns in the valley will be destroyed. The cities on the high plain will be laid waste. I, the Lord, have spoken. Set up a gravestone for Moab, for it will certainly be laid in ruins. Its cities will be laid waste and become uninhabited. A curse on anyone who is lax in doing the Lord's work. A curse on anyone who keeps from carrying out his destruction. From its earliest days, Moab has lived undisturbed. It has never been taken into exile. Its people are like wine allowed to settle undisturbed on its dregs, never poured out from one jar to another. They are like wine which tastes like it always did, whose aroma has remained unchanged. But the time is coming when I will send men against Moab who will empty it out. They will empty the towns of their people, then will lay those towns in ruins. I, the Lord, affirm it. The people of Moab will be disappointed by their god Chemosh. They will be as disappointed as the people of Israel were when they put their trust in the calf god at Bethel. How can you men of Moab say, "We are heroes, men who are mighty in battle"? Moab will be destroyed. Its towns will be invaded. Its finest young men will be slaughtered. I, the king, the Lord who rules over all, affirm it. Moab's destruction is at hand. Disaster will come on it quickly. Mourn for that nation, all you nations living around it, all you nations that know of its fame. Mourn and say, "Alas, its powerful influence has been broken. Its glory and power have been done away. Come down from your place of honor. Sit on the dry ground, you who live in Dibon. For the one who will destroy Moab will attack you. He will destroy your fortifications. You who live in Aroer, stand by the road and watch. Question the man who is fleeing and the woman who is escaping. Ask them, 'What has happened?' They will answer, 'Moab is disgraced, for it has fallen. Wail and cry out in mourning. Announce among the Arnon River that Moab has been destroyed.' Judgment will come on the cities on the high plain, on Holon, Jazah, Mephaoth, on Dibon, Nebo, and Beth-Diblathaim, on Kiriathaim, Beth-Gamel, and Beth-Maon, on Kerioth and Bozrah. It will come on all the towns of Moab, both far and near. Moab's might will be crushed, its power will be broken. I, the Lord, affirm it. Moab has vaunted itself against me, so make him drunk with the wine of my wrath until he splashes around in his own vomit, until others treat him as a laughingstock. For did not you people of Moab laugh at the people of Israel? Did you think that they were nothing but thieves, that you shook your head in contempt every time you talked about them? Leave your towns, you inhabitants of Moab. Go and live in the cliffs. Be like a dove that makes its nest high on the sides of a ravine. I have heard how proud the people of Moab are. I know how haughty they are. I have heard how arrogant, proud, and haughty they are, what a high opinion they have of themselves. I, the Lord, affirm that I know how arrogant they are, but their pride is ill-founded. Their boastings will prove to be false. So I will weep with sorrow for Moab. I will cry out in sadness for all of Moab. I will moan for the people of Kir-Hares. I will weep for the grapevines of Sibmah, just like the town of Jazer weeps over them. Their branches once spread as far as the Dead Sea. They reached as far as the town of Jazer. The destroyer will ravage her fig, date, and grape crops. Joy and gladness will disappear from the fruitful land of Moab. I will stop the flow of wine from the wine presses. No one will stomp on the grapes there and shout for joy. The shouts there will be shouts of soldiers, not the shouts of those making wine. Cries of anguish raised from Heshbon and Eleah will be sounded as far as Jahaz. They will be sounded from Zoar as far as Horonaim and Eglath-Shelishiah. For even the waters of Nimrim will be dried up. I will put an end in Moab to those who make offerings at her places of worship. I will put an end to those who sacrifice to other gods. I, the Lord, affirm it. So my heart mourns for Moab, like a flute playing a funeral song. Yes, like a flute playing a funeral song, my heart moans for the people of Kir-Hares. For the wealth they have gained will perish, for all of them will shave their heads in mourning. They will all cut off their beards to show their sorrow. They will all make gashes in their hands. They will all put on sackcloth. On all the housetops in Moab and in all its public squares there will be nothing but mourning. For I will break Moab like an unwanted jar. I, the Lord, affirm it. Oh, how shattered Moab will be. Oh, how her people will wail. Oh, how she will turn away in shame. Moab will become an object of ridicule, a terrifying sight to all the nations that surround her. For the Lord says, look, like an eagle with outspread wings, a nation will swoop down on Moab. Her towns will be captured. Her fortresses will be taken. At that time, the soldiers of Moab will be frightened like a woman in labor. Moab will be destroyed and no longer be a nation because she has vaunted herself against the Lord. Terror, pits, and traps are in store for the people who live in Moab. I, the Lord, affirm it. Anyone who flees at the sound of terror will fall into a pit. Anyone who climbs out of the pit will be caught in a trap. For the time is coming when I will punish the people of Moab. I, the Lord, affirm it. In the shadows of the walls of Heshbon, those trying to escape will stand helpless. For a fire will burst forth from Heshbon. Flames will shoot out from the former territory of Sihon. They will burn the foreheads of the people of Moab, the skulls of those war-loving people. Moab, you were doomed. You people who worship Chemosh will be destroyed. Your sons will be taken away captive. Your daughters will be carried away into exile. Yet in days to come, I will reverse Moab's ill fortune, says the Lord. The judgment against Moab ends here. Jeremiah chapter 49. The Lord spoke about the Ammonites. Do you think there are not any people of the nation of Israel remaining? Do you think there are not any of them remaining to re-inherit their land? Is that why you people who worship the god Milcom have taken possession of the territory of Gad and live in its cities? Because you did that, I, the Lord, affirm that a time is coming when I will make Rabbah, the capital city of Ammon, hear the sound of the battle cry. It will become a mound covered with ruins. Its villages will be burned to the ground. Then Israel will take back its land from those who took their land from them. I, the Lord, affirm it. Wail, you people in Heshbon, because Ai in Ammon is destroyed. Cry out in anguish, you people in the villages surrounding Rabbah. Put on sackcloth and cry out in mourning. Run about covered with gashes, for your god Milcom will go into exile along with his priests and his officials. Why do you brag about your great power? Your power is ebbing away, you rebellious people of Ammon, who trust in your riches and say, who would dare to attack us? I will bring terror on you from every side, says the Lord God who rules over all. You will be scattered in every direction. No one will gather the fugitives back together. Yet in days to come I will reverse Ammon's ill fortune, says the Lord. The Lord who rules over all spoke about Edom. Is wisdom no longer to be found in Teman? Can Edom's counselors not give her any good advice? Has all of her wisdom turned bad? Turn and flee. Take up refuge in remote places, you people who live in Dedan. For I will bring disaster on the descendants of Esau. I have decided it is time for me to punish them. If grape pickers come to pick your grapes, would they not leave a few grapes behind? If robbers came at night, would they not pillage only what they needed? But I will strip everything away from Esau's descendants. I will uncover their hiding places so they cannot hide. Their children, relatives, and neighbors will all be destroyed. Not one of them will be left. Leave your orphans behind, and I will keep them alive. Your widows, too, can depend on me. For the Lord says, if even those who did not deserve to drink from the cup of my wrath must drink from it, do you think you will go unpunished? You will not go unpunished, but must certainly drink from the cup of my wrath. For I solemnly swear, says the Lord, that Bozrah will become a pile of ruins. It will become an object of horror and ridicule, an example to be used in curses. All the towns around it will lie in ruins forever. I said, I have heard a message from the Lord. A messenger has been sent among the nations to say, Gather your armies and march out against her. Prepare to do battle with her. The Lord says to Edom, I will certainly make you small among nations. I will make you despised by all humankind. The terror you inspire in others and the arrogance of your heart have deceived you. You may make your home in the clefts of the rocks. You may occupy the highest places of the hills. But even if you made your home where the eagles nest, I would bring you down from there, says the Lord. Edom will become an object of horror. All who pass by it will be filled with horror. They will hiss out their scorn because of all the disasters that have happened to it. Edom will be destroyed like Sodom and Gomorrah and the towns that were around them. No one will live there. No human being will settle in it, says the Lord. A lion coming up from the thick undergrowth along the Jordan scatters the sheep in the pasture land around it. So too I will chase the Edomites off their land. Then I will appoint over it whomever I choose. For there is no one like me, and there is no one who can call me to account. There is no ruler who can stand up against me. So listen to what I, the Lord, have planned against Edom, what I intend to do to the people who live in Teman. Their little ones will be dragged off. I will completely destroy their land because of what they have done. The people of the earth will quake when they hear of their downfall. Their cries of anguish will be heard all the way to the Gulf of Aqaba. Look, like an eagle with outspread wings, a nation will soar up and swoop down on Bozrah. At that time, the soldiers of Edom will be as fearful as a woman in labor. The Lord spoke about Damascus. The people of Hamath and Arpad will be dismayed because they have heard bad news. Their courage will melt away because of worry. Their hearts will not be able to rest. The people of Damascus will lose heart and turn to flee. Panic will grip them. Pain and anguish will seize them like a woman in labor. How deserted will that once famous city be, that city that was once filled with joy? For her young men will fall in her city squares. All her soldiers will be destroyed at that time, says the Lord who rules over all. I will set fire to the walls of Damascus. It will burn up the palaces of Ben-Hadad. The Lord spoke about Kedar and the kingdoms of Hazor that King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon conquered. Army of Babylon, go and attack Kedar. Lay waste those who live in the eastern desert. Their tents and their flocks will be taken away. Their tent curtains, equipment, and camels will be carried off. People will shout to them, terror is all around you. The Lord says, flee quickly, you who live in Hazor. Take up refuge in remote places. For King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon has laid out plans to attack you. He has formed his strategy on how to defeat you. The Lord says, Army of Babylon, go and attack a nation that lives in peace and security. They have no gates or walls to protect them. They live all alone. Their camels will be taken as plunder. Their vast herds will be taken as spoil. I will scatter to the four winds those desert peoples who cut their hair short at the temples. I will bring disaster against them from every direction, says the Lord. Hazor will become a permanent wasteland, a place where only jackals live. No one will live there. No human being will settle in it. Early in the reign of King Zedekiah of Judah, the Lord spoke to the prophet Jeremiah about Elam. The Lord who rules over all says, I will kill all the archers of Elam, who are the chief source of her military might. I will cause enemies to blow through Edom from every direction, like the winds blowing in from the four quarters of heaven. I will scatter the people of Elam to the four winds. There will not be any nation where the refugees of Elam will not go. I will make the people of Elam terrified of their enemies who are seeking to kill them. I will vent my fierce anger and bring disaster upon them, says the Lord. I will send enemies chasing after them until I have completely destroyed them. I will establish my sovereignty over Elam. I will destroy their king and their leader, says the Lord. Yet in days to come, I will reverse Elam's ill fortune, says the Lord. How very interesting. In each one of the cases where God says, I will bring my destruction on each one of these places, at the end of each one he said, yet in days to come, I will reverse their ill fortune. There's another topic for study. Well, I believe we have two more days left in the book of Jeremiah, and then we'll move on for a day or two to 1 Timothy and the New Testament. I'm looking forward to that. How about you? Well, until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thanks for listening. If you sometimes struggle with pronouncing Bible names, take a look over at EasyBibleNamesGuide.com. I've created what I believe is the most complete, easiest guide for how to say every name in the Bible, no matter which English language version of the Bible you use. You can even get a free chapter at EasyBibleNamesGuide.com. Thanks.